Did you know that one out of every three jobs in Washington State is trade-related? From aerospace to apples, we're home to some of the world's top exports, and our ports, waterways, and rails are vital to providing good family wage jobs and creating a strong economy in every corner of our state. To remain a global trade leader, we need to keep attracting private investments that enhance our infrastructure. To that, it supports our ports and trade activities. We also need to foster a regulatory environment that provides certainty for investors looking to grow here. Keep Washington Competitive, a coalition of business, labor, agriculture, and trade groups, believes that consistent, reliable regulatory timelines are one of the best ways to grow our economy and keep jobs here at home. Keep Washington Competitive encourages lawmakers and agency regulators to work with business and labor leaders on policies that provide certainty for investors. To learn more, visit keepwashingtoncompetitive.com.
Welcome to the Sheriff's Report with your host, Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich. Each week, Ozzie brings you up to date on the challenges and progress here in Spokane County as seen through his eyes. The Sheriff's Report is sponsored by Keep Washington Competitive. Now, here's Ozzie.
Radio base to the Sheriff. Come in, Sheriff.
Well, good afternoon, folks. If my voice sounds a little off today, it is. I came down with something, and let's just hope we get through the show. You know, last weekend, actually it was last Friday, newspaper came out and looked at it, and I missed an article, so my wife was looking through that paper again over the weekend, and she said, "Did you see this article?" And I said, what article?" And it's in the Spokesman Review. It was written by the Associated Press by Christine Wyatt, and the title is "Colorado Pot Market Funds Bust of Illegal Growers." So, Colorado Pot Market Funds Bust of Illegal Growers. And I went, "Oh, that's intriguing." And so she started reading this article to me, and it was almost like she was reading comics because I was laughing. And she says, what are you laughing about?" I went, "Everything that's happening here is exactly what I said was going to happen when Washington was going through the I-504 initiative process, and all these people that wanted to legalize marijuana were sitting there and telling the folks of this state that this was going to do away, the passage of I-504, the legalization of marijuana, was going to do away with the black market marijuana. It was going to destroy the illegal marijuana trade." And you just read me a headline, and in the first few paragraphs, that totally contradicts everything that they said. That I told her, I said, that headline should have been, "The profits from legalized pot have joined the war on drugs." And because that's what the other side always talks about, is this big war on drugs and how it's failing and everything else. But now they're pouring money from the legal sale of marijuana into law enforcement to fight the black market, which is, folks, quite frankly, stronger now than it was before legalization. And I'm continually asked at almost every speaking engagement, somebody will ask, Sheriff, what's been the effects? What's been the effects? And I always tell folks, if you really want to see what it's going to be like for the state of Washington, watch the state of Colorado. And I tell them, the reason I say this is, you know, Colorado's roughly 18 months, 2 years ahead of us in this dynamic. So I pay very, very, very close attention to what is happening in Colorado. And this newspaper article, if you haven't read it, I would highly recommend going online, look up the Spokesman Review, go to the article. It's in the section on the Nation. Again, it's Colorado Pot Market Funds Busts of Illegal Growers, written by Christine Wyatt of the Associated Press. And read it, because the first paragraph is just amazing. The first recreational pot market in the United States notched another marijuana first Thursday, when Colorado started using marijuana taxes to fund police efforts to crack down on illegal growing operations. That first paragraph is one that I just chuckled and was like, yep, they're using legalized marijuana funds to fight the war on drugs. The governor of the state, it goes on, said they set roughly $6 million a year in Colorado marijuana tax revenue to reimburse police to investigate the black market marijuana activity and to help stop that. And the thing is the police departments that they're reimbursing are the police departments in the rural areas of Colorado that really are not big enough. They're not designed to deal with this type of crime problem, because that's where the crime problem has developed. It's not developed in the metro regions. It's developed in the outer areas where it's easier for the illegal grows to get started. It's easier for that market to get a foothold because they know the law enforcement in that area is really not geared. There's not enough funding for them to fight this battle. And that is the sad part about that aspect is it's not just hurting the metro Denver area, because a lot of the jurisdictions in Colorado didn't buy off on this concept. They did not legalize. It's not legal in their jurisdictions. The Denver metro area is where the legalized marijuana industry was really centered. So all these communities that didn't buy into the legalization of marijuana now have this added burden of fighting the black market, which, again, I will remind you, if you remember those commercials, you remember all those talking heads, you know, you actually had some law enforcement people stepping up, oh, you know, we need to legalize it because it will free up our assets so we can do other things, and it will do away with the black market, it will do away with the cartels. The exact opposite is what they're finding in Colorado. And quite frankly, that is exactly what's forming up here. We don't have the resources to deal with this issue here in quite frankly, Spokane County. We know that the black market exists. We know it's stronger than it's ever been. But we just don't have the resources to focus on that. The governor also goes on to state that, you know, we don't want people to say they're trying to grow for medical purposes or licensed recreational use, and instead they're shipping the marijuana out of state. Now, this is really important for the state of Colorado because the U.S. government basically said, okay, we're going to kind of stand aside on this way as you try this experiment, because as they use that word in this article, experiment, the marijuana experiment, or I should say the legalized marijuana experiment. And one of the main aspects of that hands-off approach was that Colorado had to do everything in its power to prevent that marijuana from crossing its borders into other states. And quite frankly, other states have formed together and are trying to bring legal action against Colorado because that marijuana is coming over into their jurisdictions. So the article states that Colorado's fund is the first in any state designed to specifically call and combat the black market. Colorado gave law enforcement about $1.7 million last year from other marijuana-related enforcement activities, such as training officers to spot stone drivers. Well, that's another byproduct of legalization, and we have seen marijuana-related DIs in the state of Washington and Spokane County escalate at a rapid pace. The article also goes on to state that, and this is from an agency that is not geared to deal with this, a representative of those agencies, the Colorado Association of Chief of Police, state that an investigation like this can be very time-consuming and very expensive. And they can be, especially if your agency is not large enough to deal with that. The amusing part of this also is that the pot industry, the legalized pot industry, acknowledges the criminal activity and insists it is doing everything it can to prohibit the illegal growing marijuana, or they're legally growing marijuana, from crossing over into other states. And again, this was very important for them because the United States government was very specific with them and stated, and it's in the article, the United States government allowed Colorado's marijuana legalization experiment on the condition that the state officials act to prevent marijuana from migrating to other states where it is still outlawed, and to ensure that criminal cartels are kept out of the growing business. Well, guess what? Those cartels are now in the growing business illegally. Sometimes, folks, when you open Pandora's box, you don't really realize what's going to happen. Again, I will take you back to all the promises that these people made us that this was not going to happen. It was going to totally destroy the illegal marijuana trade, and it was going to ensure the cartels were out of business. Instead, you now have not only the state of Colorado, but you also have the legalized pot industry recognizing that there is criminal activity, and I'll reinforce it. They insist that they're doing everything they can to prohibit the legally growing marijuana from crossing the state lines. The problem is they don't mention that is just the tip of the iceberg problem. The other aspect of that is the black market. You know, and, you know, the only thing that they're concerned about as far as that is, and it states, the black market certainly hurts the regulated industry. Well, it does. But it does much more than that. It totally undermines our efforts in trying to keep things under control as far as the regulation of that particular product, because you have all this other marijuana that is on the black market being shipped outside the state. I, again, was really dumbfounded when I looked at this article and went, well, in a few years, and it will probably be not very much longer for us, you're going to read headlines that the state is giving local governments money to fight the illegal marijuana trade, and that should already be happening. They should have already factored that in. What people don't understand is when they ran this initiative, they didn't give any money towards law enforcement. I mean, token money, if you will. And now we really don't see any money coming into law enforcement from these great tax generator. And we still have to deal with the problems. And we're going to have to deal with a much larger problem. And we will be behind the power curve on that, because we're not paying attention to what's going on in Colorado. We're not paying attention to what's going on in the state of Washington. Our lawmakers, our politicians are blind. All they see is dollar signs in reference to this, but they don't see the cost. And I will tell you that the tax revenue gained from legalized marijuana is never going to make up for all the damage it does in society. It won't. It won't make up for the loss of life due to DUI-related marijuana crashes and fatalities. It won't make up for lost economic growth because of the effect on the workforce. It won't make up for the fact that you're going to have more and more kids struggling in school because of marijuana. And that's another thing that they said. Oh, no, we'll regulate it. You'll have to be 21. Folks, when they passed this, we started hearing from the kids that, hey, you know, you're not supposed to be in possession of that. Well, it's legal. No, it's not. It's not legal for you. But you guys made it legal. I said, it's not illegal for you. It's a drug. It's a very dangerous drug. Well, how could it be dangerous? You guys legalized it, so therefore it must. That's how kids think, and that mentality drove the use of marijuana down to the sixth grade. So we really need to think about the future, and I think it's time for our electeds at the state level to take a look at and seriously take a look at what's going on in Colorado, get with their local law enforcement agencies, and help us map out a strategy so we don't end up in this particular position way behind the power curve, which we really already are. And they need to start taking a look at putting some of that money that they're gaining from this tax revenue back into not just enforcement, folks, but prevention. I don't know if you're aware, but the prevention arm is starting to be defunded. And I talked to a lot of people in the prevention field, and talked to one of them about a week and a half ago. Very concerned because the state was defunding the prevention efforts, drug abuse prevention efforts. How can we be defunding those prevention efforts if it was in the initiative that X amount of those funds would go towards prevention? Granted, those funds were never large. They weren't designed to actually deal with the issue. But if you want to avoid the problem, you have to give local governments the ability to fight this issue, not just at the enforcement level, but also at the prevention level and the recovery level. Because when you open Pandora's box, you're going to have to deal with how do you keep kids off of this drug? Because the earlier they get hooked on it, it's proven scientific fact. It affects their learning rate. It affects their brain. So you have to find a good, hard solution to keep them off of that drug. And if they get on that drug, we have to have the mechanism to get them off of it. And that's the recovery side. I am not sitting here telling anybody that, oh, give me all the money for enforcement. I'm saying that this has to be a balanced approach. You have to give money towards prevention. You have to give that money towards recovery. And you're going to have to start giving money towards the enforcement side so this doesn't get more out of control than it already is. And I guess so much for the war on drugs, the war on marijuana, because it looks like the legalized pot industry has declared war on marijuana, the illegal side. And now they're using their monies, and the state is using its tax revenues from this experiment to now fight the war on drugs. And it is an experiment. That's what they titled it. And quite frankly, I heard the same thing in the state of Washington when the talking heads were running around supporting this and telling everybody all this great grandiose ideas that this was going to be a great thing. They fed us that line, and everybody bought it. The problem is we forgot the history. We forgot the history that marijuana was legal at one time. We forgot the history that there was a reason we made marijuana use illegal. It became a national epidemic. Drug use across the board became a national epidemic because at one time heroin was legal. Opium was legal. All those things that we now have set aside as being illegal were legal at one point, and there was a reason they became illegal. It started affecting the overarching fabric of society. Now you're looking in at Colorado, and you're watching the legalized marijuana market affecting the fabric of society in such a way that the drug cartels did not go away. They're stronger than ever. The black market didn't go away. It's stronger than ever. And now everybody's going, well, what do we do? And they're throwing money at it. They're throwing money at the problem, a problem that should have never been unleashed. I make no bones about it. I was one of the very, very few elected officials in the state of Washington at the time that I-5/04 was being passed that actually campaigned against that bill. I was told that I was committing political suicide because the polling says it's going to pass by 66%. I literally had an individual that was running for the United States Senate, Michael Baumgartner, call me on the phone. You know, I know you're against it, but I'm going to support it because I need the votes. He sold out for the votes. I said, Mike, you do what you think you got to do, but this is a bad thing. And that is going to come back to haunt us. Well, guess what? Looks like it's coming back to haunt us. Folks, this has been Sheriff Ozzy Knezowicz with the Sheriff's Report. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
The Sheriff's Report is a joint production of SpokaneTalksOnline.com and KTW 630 AM and 96.5 FM, which are solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Have a safe day.
Over and out.
Did you know that one out of every three jobs in Washington State is trade-related? From aerospace to apples, we're home to some of the world's top exports, and our ports, waterways, and rails are vital to providing good family wage jobs and creating a strong economy in every corner of our state. To remain a global trade leader, we need to keep attracting private investments that enhance our infrastructure. To that, it supports our ports and trade activities. We also need to foster a regulatory environment that provides certainty for investors looking to grow here. Keep Washington Competitive, a coalition of business, labor, agriculture, and trade groups, believes that consistent, reliable regulatory timelines are one of the best ways to grow our economy and keep jobs here at home. Keep Washington Competitive encourages lawmakers and agency regulators to work with business and labor leaders on policies that provide certainty for investors. To learn more, visit keepwashingtoncompetitive.com.